small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Pilar Alessandro.
And this is your monthly Patreon episode with the topic, road tripping. Ooh. All right, explain this topic, Pilar. You came up with it, so explain it.
The idea is that when you're on the road and you're on a road trip, what is the go-to album for you and play a song from it? It doesn't have to be about road trips. It is what do you like to listen to when you're on the road?
All right. It makes sense. Now, for me, oh, by the way, congratulations on your 1,000th and final podcast that just dropped last week.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How do you feel about that?
I feel very good.
How are you going to get your voice out there in podcast world?
Once a month, I'm going to be a guest on my husband's podcast. It's pretty cool.
Sounds like the perfect way to keep that marriage sexy. Coming in here and talking about music. Now, for me, when I'm road tripping.
Uh-huh. You're sleeping.
Not when I'm driving. If I'm driving, I'm not sleeping. It's less about an album and more about a song. Mm-hmm. Because I will pick a song and I'll push repeat, and I will listen to that song like 12 times in a row. Like over 90 minutes, I can just listen to the same song over and over and over and over again.
You are insane.
Well, that's why I call it a mental patient song, is when I can do this.
Yeah, yeah. You're crazy.
So I'm going to give you an example of that right now with a song by the Gin Blossoms from their album Major Lodge Victory. This song is called Learning the Hard Way. And yeah, I can listen to it just like nonstop. Oh, I can listen to it 20 times.
Okay.
Here we go. Or I won't play it at all. Either or. Let's try again.
Play it.
Too late. The weather went from freezing to bleached out summer days. Hold up in your bedroom, hiding like two thieves, counting up the hours for the perfect time to leave. Ooh, we're learning the hard way.
I can see that.
Yeah, and for me, the song has to have drumming so that I can just drum the whole time I'm listening to it.
Oh my God, your drumming in the car is legend.
To who?
It's legend in the family. It really convinced Ezra that if you got a drum set, which you eventually stole from Kyle, that you would be the world's greatest drummer. Like, Ezra was like,
that hasn't happened
yet. He's so good at it. If he just sits down and he just, have you heard him in the car? Have you heard him like drumming the steering wheel? He's so good, you know?
Well, drumming in the steering wheel and drumming on drums is different because, as I've said before, when you drum on the steering wheel, it makes one sound. And the drums, they make a whole bunch of sounds. There's a floor tom and then the other toms and then a bass drum and a snare. So there's a little more to it than steering wheel drumming.
Mm.
But
yes,
we'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I still come down here and pound around on it a little bit.
I know you do.
That's what she said.
Am I allowed to have a drink yet?
Oh, I forgot.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm drinking, oh my God, I forget what it's called.
It's because you've been drinking.
I took a sip of it. I forget what it's called. Oh, Wolfie's. Wolfie's whiskey. That's Rod Stewart's whiskey. I'm drinking that with ginger beer. And you were drinking something that the Daves and I drank on a podcast that won't drop for a month or so.
Okay.
So you're the first one drinking this on a podcast that listeners will hear.
Yes, even though I'm really not.
Okay. You're really not. So what is it called?
It's called PB&J Mixtape.
Yes, and what's the label look like?
It looks like a peanut butter sandwich, but instead of bread, it's a
cassette.
Cassette. I couldn't even remember what these used to be called.
That's okay. That's
like, wait, it's that thing that we used to listen to.
I had a moment here also. Okay, so you've never tasted this.
Yes.
I'm excited for you to taste it.
It is beer that tastes like a peanut butter and jelly mixtape sandwich.
It's very interesting. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm excited for you to taste it.
Here we go.
Don't be scared.
Oh, that is nasty.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that is disgusting.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Pat.
And now if you wait a little bit, you can even taste the bread.
Ew. Ew.
Moving on the coaster
this is
a little
some
bit better.
Bad.
Put it in the middle of the coaster.
Willy Wonka.
No, you can put it on that coaster. Just you didn't have it in the middle. It was off the edge.
Oh my God.
I don't want you to spill that. I don't want you to spill that in here.
This is terrible.
I thought you would love it.
No, I do not love it.
Well, do you want to trade me for? Do you want to drink the whiskey and ginger beer?
No. Do you have any more just plain ginger beer?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no. Well, don't put it in your drink.
Well, I have to take a little bit. My drink is strong.
Okay. Here we go. Here.
Just move it to that coaster out.
But I have to move it exactly in the middle.
Well, you do.
Like,
these coasters are like half an inch tall, and you had it on the side.
No, it's gonna, I didn't.
You did.
So
I can see
weird.
It. You,
okay, I have something for you to try.
What?
So I made, you know, I'm always trying to make things because our bananas ripen, right? So I'm always trying to make like a different banana tree.
What is this?
Okay.
What is it? Are there chocolate chips in it?
Yes.
Then I'll try it.
Okay. So this is a banana oatmeal protein chocolate chip cookie. It is made with
dirt.
Stop it.
It's going to be so bad.
It will not. It's okay. Actually quite good.
It doesn't look good.
It is good.
They look
good.
Burnt.
They're not burnt. You're burnt. Here.
That's too big.
Oh, just try it. Don't be a baby.
Throw it.
I'm not going to throw the cookie. Here.
No, because it would break the table.
No. It's nice and soft. Here, try it. I think it's pretty good. And it's eat it. You're not even.
Oh, those are good.
You're not even trying it.
Thank you, honey.
Try it.
And where's the trash can?
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to take a bite.
Take a big bite.
I'm not taking a big
bite.
Don't
take a little pussy bite.
It's not good to eat on microphone.
Well. Okay. It's good, right?
I'm going to taste the banana.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's oatmeal in these.
Oatmeal protein powder.
What kind of protein powder?
Your vanilla protein powder.
Okay, don't touch my protein powder. How much did you put in?
Well, you only had a little bit left. I put it on the list. You still have your chocolate protein powder. Get over it. Almond flour. Okay.
I can't have nuts because of my diverticulitis.
Oh my God.
Is there nuts in this?
Almond flour. Okay. Almond flour.
How come you don't say the L? It's almond.
Oh my God. And instead.
Why do you say almond?
And instead of like butter,
mm-hmm.
you use tahini.
What did you replace the flavor with?
Stop. It's good. It's good. You know you like it. And it's almost like you could grab one of these, you know, instead of a protein bar, like you could grab one of these for breakfast. They're very good.
All right.
I'm proud of myself. If anybody would like the recipe, you can email me. I'll send it to you. Yum.
You just throw the ingredients right in the trash.
Stop it.
Instead of mixing them together
I'm
and baking.
I'm telling you.
How long did you bake these for?
Not long, like 10 minutes.
And on what's the degree?
350.
All right.
That's what you bake things on.
I'm baking stuff on different degrees.
You know, degrees. That's
the word. I don't know if it's good to eat these when my throat's closing up. I think I'm allergic to something.
Shut up. Okay. All right. So.
Can I finish this next week? Can I put it here? And finish it. I'll finish it next month.
You are the worst person in the world.
I'm not.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, stop it.
Okay. While I chew this, I'm going to play a song from one of the listeners.
Okay. Here we go. Stop chewing.
I gotta push play.
Okay.
Hi, Pat, Pilar, and the rest of Rock Solid crew. Richard Birch here from London, UK. And I apologise for any background noise you're hearing, but I'm recording this from the balcony on a cruise ship that I'm on at the moment. My choice for the Road Trip album goes back to the days when I first started driving back in 1978. The cars we was driving then, you barely had a radio on it, let alone anything to play music on. But I remember saving up and buying a radio cassette player for it. And one of the albums that had come out around about that time was Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell. And that got played a lot in the cars. Didn't have massive choice, massive demand to buy too many albums for a car. So my choice is 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Hope you enjoy. Cheers. Bye.
But you've been cold to me so long. I'm crying icicles instead of tears. And all I can do is keep
That's exactly how I feel about this protein cookie. I want a cookie. I need a cookie. There ain't no way I'm ever going to love this cookie.
No sugar. No sugar at all.
That's why I don't
You
like
just
it.
Use the bananas.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. It's very good.
It's delicious. It's delicious. It's delicious. Right. And by the end of today's episode, you're going to give the topic for the next episode, right?
Yeah, you tell me one. And I liked that. I liked his pick for that album because it's especially when you have like ballads like that, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And you're just imagining being on the open road and you're just like, there's a ballad going, your hair's flying in the wind, even though it's not. Like, but mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing.
And then you can sing along with that ballad with it cranked up and you think you sound as good as the singer, but you don't.
Exactly.
But you think you do.
I wonder what kind of cruise he was on. I
don't know, Richard Birch. I'm sorry. Please excuse the audio. I'm having dinner with the Queen and climbing Mount Kilimanjaro at the same time. Richard Birch, I will say, since I'm drinking Rod Stewart's whiskey, Wolfie's, thank you for sending me the pictures of Rod Stewart and your mom. Those are just fantastic. And I can't think of a better way for your mom to celebrate her birthday than having a hello from Rod Stewart at the same restaurant. That's pretty cool. I didn't show you this. I'm going to show you this later.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's listen to the next Road Trippin' Tune.
Okay.
Road Trippin' Tunes.
Okay.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. Alex Peek here. One of the albums and bands that we listen to is a band called Grey Big Sea when me and my wife are traveling. Grey Big Sea is a Canadian folk rock band from Newfoundland, Canada, and they're best known for energetic rock interpretations of traditional Newfoundland folk songs, including sea shanties and those which draw from Irish, Scottish, and Cornish heritage, as stated in Wikipedia. But they also do a lot of originals as well, ranging from exactly that, folk rock, all the way to traditional folk. While they do a lot of traditional folk songs, they also write a lot of originals as well. And one song we love to listen to is a song called Dream to Live, which is an original by the band, and it is off the album Fortune's Favor. The song is written about a man who is leaving Newfoundland on his way to the new-founded America and lands in Boston to find work. And unfortunately, as he is there trying to make a life for himself and his love, Molly, Molly sends a letter and lets him know that their relationship is no longer. It's a heartbreaking song, but it's a beautiful song.
No.
It's one that we just enjoy
Molly.
To sing and enjoy while we travel. Thanks again, Pat. And enjoy Dream to Live.
2 days and I got a job building towers of high steel. I had to learn to not look down, and I quickly learned to kneel. And I wonder if this will ever end. And I wonder if I'll ever see your face again.
so cool. Did you like that?
I did like that a lot. What was the name again? Was it the Big C? Is that what he said they were called?
Was it?
One of the albums and bands that we listen to is a band called Great Big C. When me and my
Great
wife were
Big C.
Great Big C.
No, I think Gray Big C.
Gray Big C.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But, you know, when he was describing it, I thought...
Is it the letter C?
I don't
or
know.
Or S-E-A?
I think it's S-E-A.
All right.
Don't be ornery. It's
I'm not ornery. What are you?
Is it the letter C?
What are you, a great grandmother? What are you, ornery? Are you ornery?
But I sort of the way he was describing it, I wasn't thinking it would have. I thought it would like sort of be more of like an old folk tune, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this had such a drive to it. That was so good.
He modernized it.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of cruises. I don't know. Maybe one of the listeners is going to be on this cruise. Next week, I talked to Mike Siegel. He's going to be on the Queen Mary sailing from New York to the UK. He's doing a brand new 5-week ship tour that he's never done before, and it starts on the Queen Mary.
I didn't know the Queen Mary actually went places. I thought that it's a hotel and stuff.
I think it goes from New York to the UK and the UK back. Like it's a...
For real?
For real.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How much is that?
Free, because he's talented.
No, I mean for people. Wow, that is classy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I took Rita there as like a little excursion.
Maybe there's more than one, and maybe one just stays docked and one is actually...
So maybe there's like a real Queen Mary like out of London, and then I'm thinking like that Queen Mary and... Los Angeles.
Yeah, no, this is from New York to yeah,
okay.
It goes across the pond.
So he's on like the real classy
deal.
Thing.
The real deal.
The one in LA must be, it is just.
Yeah, I just think that's
and
just
haunted
docked.
And yeah, all that stuff.
All that stuff.
Wow. Wow, that is really neat.
Yeah, because it's like a destination, like, because, you know, it's taking you somewhere. Like some of these cruises, they just leave the port, travel around, and then come back to the same port, I think.
Uh-huh.
You might stop places along the way.
Uh-huh.
But this one's actually, people are actually boarding that to, maybe people that don't like to fly would take that to England.
Wow.
So anyway.
That is amazing.
All right, here's our friend Ian Beresford.
Hello to Pat, Pilar, and the Rock Solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England, with my selection for the Patreon episode Road Trippin'. I'm going to go with the groover from Vancouver, Brian Adams, and his seminal 1984 album Reckless. And the tune I've picked is The Kids Wanna Rock, which is a great one to listen to when you're out on the road. I hope everyone's well. I hope everyone enjoys it. And as always, Pat, thanks for your great content. Bye for now.
Again, every time you listen to these things, imagine people in the car.
Yeah.
Driving.
For sure.
The
for
highway
sure.
ahead.
For sure, for sure. Speaking of Ian Beresford, next week, episode 899, you can hear Ian with Rockin' All Over the World. That's a topic he came up with. And he discusses, he's seen concerts all over the world.
Oh, cool.
So we talk about the shows he's seen, where he's seen them, and then we play a song from that band.
Oh, that's really neat.
So pretty cool. So that'll be August 6th. That's how we're going to start August. And then episode 900 will be the following week. And that'll be the first Versus episode that we recorded this past week with the Daves live and in person here in the rock room. So
can I tell people about the hostage situation?
It's not a hostage situation. They want to do it.
I know. They do want to do it. This was insane, everyone. So they come like off the road. Speaking of road stuff, they'd been driving for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. They come
more than 4 hours from DC.
Oh, I thought it was 4 hours.
I think it's more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So Pat immediately throws them into the rock room and they podcast.
Yeah.
And then they go to dinner.
McKay's. We went to McKay's.
Oh, McKay's. And then
to buy records.
And then they podcasted for two more, right?
Yeah.
And that went into, was it 2 a.m?
No, but we went into the night.
Okay. And then in the morning,
we recorded again.
He podcasted.
And then we went for breakfast, then we podcasted, then we went for lunch, then we went to a Rick Springfield concert, and then we came home.
That's when you podcasted till 2 a.m.
Yes.
And because they podcasted after the Rick Springfield mm-hmm. concert. Yeah. It was crazy. So six
I think we did six altogether.
Six podcasts, but they were like
They were here for like two full days.
So, but it was like 12 hours of podcasting.
Yeah, but that's the fun part. You're hanging out.
Yeah. You guys were nuts. Yeah. You were nuts.
I mean, I loved it. And I hope they did because I certainly did.
They seemed very, very jazzed when they left.
I totally appreciate that they would make the trip down here for a second time. And I feel like they'll be here again.
And you did not offer them any food, hardly any drink. This is where the hostage situation comes
in.
Pat is the worst
host. Offered alcoholic drinks. I offered... I offered PB&J beer, which they liked, and that's kind of like eating a sandwich and having a drink.
They were probably so starving at that point that they would just take anything, even if it's like liquid food.
I'm sorry, what meal did you cook them?
I kept offering. I would have happily cooked them something.
We didn't have time. That would have interfered with our concerts and dinners out.
I wonder if they would like my cookies. Maybe they would. They'd be more appreciative.
I can tell you that they would say they like them. They would 100% say that they like them.
Fine, I'm eating all the cookies. Fine.
You ready for another one?
Yes.
Or do you want to play one? After this one, you can play your first.
Okay.
Hey, Pat, Pilar, and Rock Solid Nation. This is Peter Barta from New York City. This is my first contribution in a long while. Been lurking since the pandemic ended, but I had to get in on this topic because I discovered a heartbreakingly beautiful but very obscure road trip song, and I wanted to share it. It's called A Long Way by Andre Duvicote. And the version I'm sending is off her indie dip debut album, Little Peppermints. It's out of print, but well worth seeking out. Hope you enjoy.
We bid our friends goodbye. We promised we would write them. Headed north up 95. Into the great unknown, we turned up our stereo and felt so reckless and alive. We didn't know who we would be. We didn't know where we would end up when we headed down that road. A little food and our guitars and the backseat and that old cello. The one that would get stolen in a town in Idaho. And it's a long way to Michigan and back. And it's a long way. Cause it's a long way.
Now, I cannot pronounce this artist's name. It's a woman.
Okay.
And Peter pronounced it earlier, but I will spell it for you in case you want to seek her out. Her first name is Antje. And her last name is Duekot. Duvicot.
Okay.
Or Duvico.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce names. You're Pelan, right?
Yeah.
Alexander? Are you Pelan Alexander?
It has been mispronounced so many times, it totally doesn't matter.
Is it Pilaf?
Stop.
All right, what's your first tune?
So this whole category came out of the fact that you and I had just been on a little road trip, a little mini road trip to Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And I drove most of both ways.
That's a lie.
Because... first of all, I'm a nervous passenger. Secondly...
When I'm driving.
Yes. Secondly, Pat loves to sleep.
Mm.
And...
I love sleeping.
Yes. And also third, because I could listen to stupid music myself and didn't have to only listen to Pat's music. Mm-hmm. So the problem is that I don't have a lot of access to music. So I had to like try and find stuff on Spotify. I will say
I feel like Spotify has a good library of music.
Yes, but I'm not very good at like searching for it while driving. But anyway, so I immediately went for something I'm not going to play. The very first album was Dixie Chicks' Taking the Long Way, because that is like a favorite album. Mm-hmm. And I love every single song on it. But the last time I brought up a song about it, I cried. So I'm not going to do that. So the second one is Bonnie Raitt. This is one. I just feel like with an album that you love on a road trip, it's like every song on it just can take you to a different place and you can sing along. And that is what the Bonnie Raitt song, the Bonnie Raitt album that I gave you does for me.
And your song?
Oh, and I have to also say what the album is. And the album is Luck of the Draw. And I'm just going to go for the easy one, Something to Talk About.
We need to talk about these cookies.
The coolest person in the whole world.
She is cool. I mean, because the guitar you hear, that's her also.
Oh my God. When I grow up, I want to be just like her.
What do you think? Do you think she, and see, sometimes when you're a great guitar player, your singing voice is not great. She's got both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if she didn't play guitar, she's a great vocalist. And if she couldn't sing, she's a great guitarist.
And she's so consistent. Like
she is consistent.
Yeah. You know, like when we saw Melissa Etheridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's that voice. Mm-hmm. There's that guitar. Yeah. There's that energy.
Yeah.
And it feels effortless. It doesn't feel like an older person who's trying too hard.
Right.
That's how I feel when I see Bonnie Raitt.
That's a very good way to put it. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. She would actually be a concert that if she came here, I would go with you.
I feel like I saw her open for someone. Can't remember. I'm starting to compile a Word doc of all my concerts that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I saw her open for like some band that was like on a big comeback tour and she was the opener. I wonder if she opened for the Stones maybe at Dodger Stadium. I'm burping. I'm going to have to see. I'm going to have to look it up.
If Carrie ever visits again, Carrie, is it Wash Up? Carrie, what's Carrie's last name?
Carrie Washup.
Oh, is that another? Not Washup.
What did you say?
Washob. Or is that another Carrie? I know. What's Carrie's last name?
Which Carrie are you talking about?
The Carrie who stayed with us for a little bit.
Carrie Scott.
Oh, man. Sorry, Carrie.
What are you talking about?
I know another Carrie. I have like a lot of Carries in my head. But anyway, sorry, Carrie. This is the fun Carrie who, you know, stayed with us and we talked to her and all this stuff. The thing about Carrie Scott, okay,
mm-hmm,
is that she is queen of Excel. It is her secret, mm-hmm, superpower.
Yeah, yeah.
She needs to teach you Excel.
Maybe.
So you don't have these Word docs where you're like space, space, spacing.
I love it. I love it.
Bad, Pat.
Look, some of the docs you send me, there's like 17 different fonts. you refuse to highlight the whole thing and change the font.
Because like it has nothing to do with it. It's about the information. It's not about the font.
I know, but it looks ridiculous.
It's not about that. It's about...
Well, this my document's not about anything but the information.
Carrie, help Pat. I'm sorry. Now, I screwed up your name. Sorry.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah. Carrie Washup.
Who's Carrie Washup?
Who is she? Which Carrie is she?
I don't know any Carrie Washup.
I have to go to my Excel sheet of Carrie's and look that up.
Well, this is crazy.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to hear why it's crazy.
Okay.
Hello, Rock Solid listeners. This is Carrie Scott.
Get out.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh my God.
And look, I want to tell you something.
What?
I didn't pull this one as the next one. These are in order.
I
have them numbered. This one was the next one.
No.
Yes.
That is so weird.
I know.
Okay. Keep going.
All right, I'm going to start it from the top.
All right.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hello, Rock Solid listeners. This is Carrie Scott from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
And this is Mike Drew, not from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, but currently in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And Carrie and I have been talking about a great album for a road trip. And we have come together for Music for the Masses by Depeche Mode.
We're going to go with the track Never Let Me Down Again. And Pat, you can start it at 30 seconds, please.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Taking a ride with my best friend. I hope he never lets me down again. He knows where he's taking me, taking me where I want to be. I'm taking.
All right, Carrie Scott and Mike Drew, both from Canada. In Canada, they call this CanCon, Canadian content. So we just gave you a little bit of Canadian content. Mike Drew and his family stayed at our house. Carrie stayed at our house. We've had a ton of people stay at our house in LA, and a ton of people have been here already.
I am fascinated by this friendship, Mike Drew and Carrie Scott.
I assume this started through Rock Solid and the... and the Name That Tune.
That group that you did, yes. Over COVID, yes. When everybody
over
was
COVID.
Playing.
Yes, yes. I don't know why I'm losing my words right now, too.
Okay, but
Karen Landry is the one that created that, came up with us getting together and playing it. I seem to get a lot more credit because it was made up of mostly Rock Solid listeners, but it was really Karen Landry who... It was her idea. So I always tell that to people because I just said, yeah, that's great. Let's do it.
That was such a great community too.
It was. And that got us through.
Is Mike single?
No, because him and his wife and child stayed at our house.
Oh, that's right.
Are you okay?
No, I can't. I'm...
Carrie Washup, is Mike single?
There's too many people. There are too many people and too many names. There's just so many people.
Oh, my dear God. What's happening?
There's just not...
Did you put... Is there pot in these cookies?
There's just not a lot of Pilars out there. So, like...
Thank God.
But there's a lot of people with similar names. Like, there's a lot of Mikes.
Carrie Scott does not sound like Carrie Washup.
I know. I don't listen. Wow. I'm sorry.
You would go on walks and you would talk to Carrie Scott. You guys would talk on
the
phone.
Yeah, yeah. I miss our walk and talks.
Well, I'm sure she's... Maybe you call Carrie Washup next time. Jeez.
Carrie Washup?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay.
All right. I got another one.
All right.
You will love this because it's the Ramones.
Okay.
But this is a Ramones song I love. I love the lyrics, and I know, and I love the music, and I know you're going to say it sounds like a really Ramones song, but it doesn't. And lots of drumming in this, and this is called Something to Believe In. Yeah, this is one on a road trip. I would put this on and just nonstop.
And that's why I was driving.
30 times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't do that when I'm with someone else, but by myself, for sure. I didn't find a cue point for this.
Weirdly unlike all the rest of their songs, which are completely alike.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah.
I know what you're saying. That's actually a real song.
Yeah.
I know, I get it. I understand.
This is Pat's new loop, by the way. Pat has been on Ramones loop. Mm-hmm. You know the loops. Every month there's a new loop, and it's been the Ramones.
It's been the Ramones. And like Pilar will say something like, I'll say, oh, I'm going to put on a vinyl album. And she'll say, not the Ramones, right? And I go, no, it was going to be the Ramones. Yeah, but you have other albums, right? Yeah, but I want to hear the Ramones right now.
Oh.
It's like when you want to listen to Liza Minnelli all the time.
I don't listen to Liza Minnelli.
I'm sorry. Lorna Luft.
Or Lorna Luft ever. I hate when you make that joke.
Why?
I don't. I hate it.
Look, I don't know why. Don't be embarrassed by what you like.
I am not an 80-year-old gay man. I do not listen to this. Although I really love Judy Garland. I love her with all my heart.
Yeah, and her daughters.
No. No.
You ready for another one?
Yes.
This gentleman is going to be here in September.
Okay, who?
His name's Dwayne Hoffman, and him and Jerry Riggs are both going to be at the Iron Maiden show. And then they're going to come here the day after the Iron Maiden show. The day before the Iron Maiden show. And they're going to record with me here in the rock room.
Okay.
They have nice voices.
All right.
Maybe you can make them some bad cookies.
Hey, Rock Solid. This is Dwayne Hoffman, Columbus, Ohio. Road tripping song. When my wife and I went on our honeymoon, we reserved a car that said it was going to be with a cassette deck. So we made a bunch of mixtapes, showed up, and it had a CD player instead. So we found a little record shop, bought a handful of CDs, and one of them has become one of our all-time favorites. It was Taj Mahal, Senor Blues, and it's been in steady rotation ever since. So let's go with the title track. If you could start it at the 45-second mark, that would be awesome. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Pilar. And I'm recording this on 4th of July, so happy 4th of July.
That crazy drumming.
Senor Blues is what they call
him.
Way down Mexicali way. Senoritas falling for him with the hope that he will stay. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away.
Ooh, that's
pretty great.
Mellow,
very cool
stuff. Yeah, what I like about, I think the reason I suggested this topic, I'm not sure if it landed with everybody, but I feel like when you're driving, you need a mood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're like, okay, I'm going to put this on because I'm in a mood. And then if you start getting in a new mood, and that's like, I don't know, kind of keeps the road from being so monotonous.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, now speaking of September and speaking of Iron Maiden, this gentleman, Hector Contreras, will be here to go to Iron Maiden with me and Kyle, and he will be staying here.
That's right. We talked about this last time, that our house is going to be a hotel very soon.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It always is.
Yeah.
You're having friends come in.
Well, I'm having a big birthday. So I'm having my friend Elena is going to come right before my birthday to help me weep, to help me cry into my pillow.
Why are you crying about your birthday?
I'm crying about this birthday.
Why?
Because
why?
It's a big...
Are you alive?
Birthday.
Are you alive?
Yeah, whatever.
Are you healthy? Are you healthy? Are you healthy? Do you have a good life?
Is that my bar? Am I alive? Yes, honey. Yeah. I have a very good life.
Do you get to make any bullshit cookies you want whenever you want? And steal protein powder from your husband?
This is why I have to make cookies with protein now.
All right.
Okay. With no sugar.
That birthday is stupid. I had it 2 years ago. And
yours was like a national holiday. Yeah, you had a whole month of celebration.
Yeah.
I have never seen anybody celebrate a birthday the way that you did.
Yeah, because why? Just embrace it.
You totally did. You are definitely...
I'm a birthday embracer.
Inspiration when it comes to that.
You're a birthday denier.
Yeah.
You're a birthday denier. Terrible.
Oh.
All right, here's Hector Contreras.
Okay.
Hey, Pat and Pilar, this is Hector Contreras from Jefferson, Massachusetts, and I love this topic.
Yay.
Road tripping. I need to have all my music when I go for a drive. I used to drive my kids to school and do a 2-hour bumper-to-bumper commute back and forth from the Boston area for work. Well, I've been working from home since COVID. The kids ride the bus, and I just generally drive a lot less nowadays. I don't miss the commute, but I miss my music time. And I used to bring CDs with me, binders of CDs. People had to move the binders out of the seat just to sit down. They don't even fit under the seat. Who needs 500 CDs for a 30-minute car ride? This guy. Now I get all amped up when I get to take a road trip because that means I get to have hours of nonstop music. And you know something? I'm taking a nice road trip this September to Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Woo-hoo.
I'm going to see a Maiden show. Me, Pat, Kyle Dodson, some rock solid friends. It's going to kick all the ass. So now I just rip all my music onto my phone. I leave the CDs safe at home, and I don't have to fumble around looking for the next CD to pop in my stereo while I'm crashing my car into a Waffle House. I'm excited. It's going to be awesome. Pat, this song is called Drive Away from the band Melee. Please take it from the top. Everyone have a great summer. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Hector. Great tune. Looking forward to seeing you. Also, Hector bought the tickets.
Oh,
he's treating me and Kyle.
That is amazing.
That's really nice.
He's driving all this way and then he's...
Yeah.
Can I make him dinner?
Please.
Okay.
Please. It's embarrassing. My friends come. You won't give him anything.
Oh.
Now, do me a favor. Since you had a palate cleanse of the ginger beer... I want you to try that PB&J one more time.
Don't make me. It's,
no, because I don't
nasty.
Think you savored it. Like, don't drink it like it's like
I don't
water.
Savor just it.
Put some in your mouth like it's a nice wine, and just let it in there for a little bit.
Why would you take a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and juice it? Gross.
Why don't you take protein powder and put it in a dry cookie? Just try it.
My cookie was not dry.
Oh, it was. What are we talking about?
It's not. It wasn't dry.
Oh, okay. I thought you were a euphemism.
Okay. Shut up. All right.
Okay, here we go. Fill up your mouth with it.
I'm going to fill up my mouth with
yes,
it.
Yes, take a nice...
No!
A nice hearty drink. Don't be a wuss. Okay, now just don't swallow it. Just let it ferment in there a little bit.
It's nasty. It's so terrible.
Good. I love it.
It's so gross.
Don't waste that. It's a $5
I'm
beer.
I'm not going to waste it.
It's a $5 beer. I can't. I just drink whiskey.
Okay.
I won't be able to do anything.
All right. I'm shocked you haven't played a song.
I did play a song.
Right in the beginning.
And then I played the Ramones.
Oh, right. You just did.
Wow. See,
sorry,
drunk.
I'm tuning them out.
Okay. So what's your next song?
The next one. So you know, maybe I am an 80-year-old.
Is it from the soundtrack?
Gay man. No. No, we're not
it's
there
not.
Yet.
No, okay.
It's not that one yet. This is, so I have this affinity for standards and especially from the Great American Songbook.
All right. This is from a soundtrack.
Yes, actually it is from a soundtrack. Right. You're right. Not, but yes. So it is from a soundtrack. All right. Let me explain. So Ezra, when they were, you know, this was when they were 8 years old, went through every single American Girl doll book, every single one, you know, that they just binged them. And there was this movie that came out called Kit Kittredge. Kit Kittredge, an American Girl, about a girl who has to live during the Great Depression.
Oh, boy.
And the soundtrack, first of all, it was a really cute movie. And the soundtrack was so...
Abigail, who was the, who starred in it?
Yeah, I think Abigail. Something.
Was it Abigail Breslin?
Yeah.
I gotta look it up.
I think it was Carrie Washup. But anyway, so it had this really cute soundtrack of all these standards from the American Songbook. And believe it or not, Ezra loved it. And so we would sing.
It was Abigail Breslin.
It was Abigail Breslin. So we would sing all of the songs together when we were having long car trips, because we often had long car trips because it was L.A. And the songs on there are... Ain't We Got Fun, When You're Smiling, with by Billie Holiday, Bye Bye Blackbird, Pack Up Your Troubles in Your Old Kit Bag, It's Only a Paper Moon, and Don't Fence Me In. I love Don't Fence Me In so much.
Well, Paper Moon, is that's your favorite movie. So
it is my favorite movie, but what I picked was Side by Side by the Pippin Sisters.
The Pippin Sisters?
The Pippin Sisters.
I wonder if they're still alive. I need to interview someone.
I don't like Liza Minnelli.
Got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along, singing a song
side by side. Don't know what's coming tomorrow.
Maybe it's trouble and a sorrow.
Come on, that makes you bop.
That's nice.
Yeah.
My favorite American Girl doll movie is Annabelle. That's my favorite one. That's one, right? I think it is.
Oh my God.
This movie did not do well at the box office.
Oh, of course it didn't. Kit Kittredge, American Girl.
The budget was $10
million. Yeah.
And box office was $17.7 million. So...
It's a movie that only a nerdy 8 year old and her mom would love, and that is me and Ezra.
It's got a great cast though: Julie Ormond, mm-hmm. Stanley Tucci, Jane Krakowski.
Hey, if anybody does have an 8 year old kid, I strongly recommend this movie.
Willow Smith is in it.
It is so great, and it's got like adventures, and it's terrific. The only problem
don't make it out to be Indiana Jones.
The only problem.
It's got adventures.
Well, it's got, you know.
What, do they lose a picnic basket?
Or there's a mystery. You know.
Oh, let's catch a butterfly.
But the only problem was, you remember, Ezra used to be kind of an anxious little kid, right?
Yes, yes.
And Ezra was like, I think Dad needs to get a job right now. Because what happens if we lose all of our money?
That was always the talk.
Because this was...
Dad needs to get a job.
This was because they'd just seen something from the Great Depression, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I say, honey, don't worry. This country will never have a depression again. Mm. This is what I tell Ezra. Ready?
You lie.
In 2008. Does anybody remember what happens in 2008?
I don't.
The market crash. Everything crashed. And there were like headlines that was like, are we going into a new depression? And so Ezra, rightly so, has never really trusted me again. So
see, this is why my life is so good. You said, remember what happened in 2008? And I go, nope.
Nope. You're like,
no.
What album came out?
I don't.
What artist was touring?
Did I see Cheap Trick that year? All right, here comes an old favorite.
Okay.
Hey, y'all, it's Beth Kimmett. And when I think of road trip music, I think of dad rock, classic rock, or just super upbeat, catchy pop music that everybody knows all the words to. And I'm bringing neither of those to this episode. For the past 5 years of road tripping, I have listened to the Dance Fever album by Florence and the Machine. I guess technically the last 4 years, because it's only been out for 4 years, but whatever. I've listened to that album top to bottom for every single road trip I've been on in the past 4 years, because I'm crazy. But that album went triple platinum in my home, and I love it. So my choice for this episode is the song Daffodil. And Pat, if you could please play it the last minute 15 or so, it really builds. It's really awesome. And I hope that everybody likes it.
Wow.
Oh boy.
I want to get right in a car and play that and go somewhere.
Florence and the Machine are great.
That is hot.
All right, I'm gonna tell everyone a story.
Okay.
But it's about you.
What? Oh no.
Yeah. I have to bring this up.
It's not gonna be a good story.
I'm not a guy who I don't like wife jokes. I don't like my wife, boo boo boo. And so I like to tell the stories right here in front of you to the world.
To humiliate me.
I did tell the Daves this. I will be honest. I did tell the Daves
this. Oh, no. But, well, then they're going to hear it on another podcast.
I didn't say it on a podcast. I told it to him in the car.
All right.
All right. So a couple weeks ago, Pilar wants to order a new mattress.
Okay.
And I said, sure, get a new mattress. So we get a new mattress. The brand is called Purple. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be delivered this certain day. So I come home for lunch expecting to see the mattress in our house. And it's not here. So I said, oh, was the mattress not delivered? And my wife says, oh, no, it was. Because that's how she talks. Oh, no, it was. And I said, where is it? It's in the garage. And I said, what's in the garage? Why is it in the garage? Well, the FedEx delivery guy said that it was really heavy. And he didn't want to bring it in the house.
It was really hot. And he pulled to the side where the garage was.
Fucking bullshit.
And he was like sweating. And it was
so
really
bullshit. That's his job to sweat.
I felt really bad.
His job is to sweat and suffer. That's what his job is.
No.
So now this gigantic heavy mattress is in the garage. And I say, how are we getting it in the house? And you say, I don't know.
Is that how I said?
Yep. You went, I don't know. You went, I don't know.
Oh, God, no.
I'm a girl.
No, go back to the dumb voice.
I don't know.
All right.
So now we got to lug this thing. I got to back a car in there. I have to lift one end. And now it's all rolled up like a fucking log. Mm-hmm. I got to lift the end up and put it on the back of the car and then go to the other side and pick it up and push it into the guitar.
Your life is really hard.
It is. Did you just see your face on the microphone?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Did you?
No.
Be honest.
No.
Did you hit your face on the microphone?
I didn't.
Okay. It looked like you did.
Did you just burp?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Pat.
Well, you asked. Ugh. So then I drive the car to the front of the house. Mm-hmm. And then you and I have to, it even had handles on it to make it easy. Mm-hmm. Now, true or false, that was heavy.
True or false, I'm a kind person who cares about the working man.
What I told my wife, I said, I don't care about the FedEx driver. His fucking job is to lift heavy shit and bring it into our goddamn house.
Do we not have the purple mattress on our frame now? And
we're now
sleeping on it. I made the Daves.
Me and the two Daves had to carry it from the hall closet to the bedroom, and it was still heavy. So what did we learn? Pat's not nice.
Or strong.
I'm not strong enough to lift that. That's for sure. I lift heavy shit all
you
day
are
long.
Strong. You are a strong motherfucker. We know that
that's
you are.
That's what my nickname is. You
that
always
is.
Call me strong
I
motherfucker.
I do call you a strong motherfucker.
So look.
Mm-hmm.
What have we learned? What have you learned?
I apologized for this so many times.
The next time we order something heavy, it gets into the house by the delivery guy.
Yeah.
I don't care about his back. I don't care about his hotness.
And okay. All right. Okay.
Please feel free to email Pilar and tell her that she did her bad thing.
Yeah, and also to praise her for getting the HSA to completely pay for this mattress.
HSA? What's the HSA?
It's called a health savings account. We have one.
You paid for the mattress with our health savings account.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Maybe, but it's covered. So I'm just saying
a mattress is covered under the health savings account?
Yes, it is.
This sounds shady.
And took payments. So I'm just saying that I'm interest free. So
look, I understand. I don't care how
you
paid
do
for
that.
It.
Could you do that?
No.
No.
I would just sleep on the couch.
Okay.
I would sleep on the couch. I'd be fine.
That's right.
I'm sorry, kind sir. Just set the 400-pound mattress down.
I'm sorry. He was
in the garage.
I thought the guy was going to have a heart attack. It was really hot.
What did the guy look like? Was he overweight? Was he fit?
I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to body shame the FedEx guy.
There should be a training program for FedEx guys. They should have to go to like a boot camp.
Oh, good Lord.
Here's the next song.
Okay.
The mattress is comfortable. I'll give you that.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Pat, Pilar, and Rock Solid Nation. This is Rodney Pepper from Aurora, Colorado, chiming in on the Patreon episode for Road Trip Albums and Songs. It's hard to remember a time before streaming and iTunes and having your entire musical library at your fingertips to create your own playlists, but I do come from that generation where, if you wanted your own music on a road trip, you had to drag your physical cassette tapes into the car. I had quite a few greatest hits compilations in my collection, and I think that's primarily due to the fact that that was my approach to the Columbia House Records 12 Albums for a Penny promotion. I knew I was never going to be able to afford all of the albums from my favorite bands, so I did the next best thing and focused on greatest hits compilations to try to maximize that penny that I was spending. One album that was always in heavy rotation on road trips was Journey's Greatest Hits, and the song I'm selecting for this episode is the opening track, Only the Young. I'm positive that I first heard this song as it played in the mid-80s movie Vision Quest. The movie itself probably hasn't aged very well, and it's probably problematic these days watching it. But anytime I hear Only the Young, I just picture a young Matthew Modine as Loudon Swain running through the streets of Spokane, Washington as he trained for his wrestling match. Pat, if you could take it from about the 40-second mark, and we'll hear the second verse into the chorus, that would be great. Thanks for letting me participate, and keep rocking.
Love Journey, Pilar. That's you love them. Like you can't get enough Journey.
Good.
I'm going to actually use one of your songs as the playout today.
Okay.
and the one by the one from the movie.
Yeah, okay. I think that's good.
All right, I'm going to play my third and final song today. Again, another one that I can just listen to over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Okay.
All right, this is Utopia.
Uh-huh.
It's Todd Rundgren's side project.
Mm-hmm.
It's his band Utopia.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Rundgren sings lead vocal. Another one of your faves, Todd Rundgren.
Well, I like Todd Rundgren, not over and over and over, but yeah.
And this song is called One World. Love it.
Now imagine Pat like drumming on the steering wheel to it.
Yep, singing it.
That's right.
Screaming.
Right.
What else was I going to say? That song, and that song reminds me of the documentary we're watching about Burning Man.
Oh, yeah.
Because One World.
Oh, yeah.
It's our world.
Yep.
And there's a line in there I love. It's politicians and dictators and the guys with the dough. They think they run the world, but they just don't know.
Oh, I like that.
Because down here on the street, mm-hmm. we got it under control. From Berlin to San Francisco, from New York to Tokyo. One world.
One world.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa. That's
right, our baby. World.
Yeah, that's nice.
Fuck the man.
That's right.
All right. I told you about Dwayne Hoffman coming here to record the day before the Iron Maiden concert. He will be with this gentleman, Jerry Riggs. They're actually, I believe, best friends.
Okay.
Or at least friends.
All right.
Here's Jerry Riggs.
Hello, Pat, Pilar, and the Rock Solid community. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from the swamp ass of America, Columbus, Ohio, where the current temperature is 95 degrees with a heat index of 104 and the humidity is 76%. For this episode, Road Trippin', the first album that came to mind was Joe Walsh's But Seriously, Folks. When I was in the Army, I was stationed at Fort Carson, Colorado. Anytime I had some free time, I would take a road trip through the mountains and play this album. Songs like Secondhand Store and Indian Summer from this album reminded me of driving those back roads to those little rural towns. There's another song on this album called Tomorrow that I chose for you to play. It basically tells the story of having a list of things to do that need to be done, but instead put them off until tomorrow. Life's too short. Enjoy life if that means being with family and friends, or in my case, a road trip. Pat, Pilar, and the Rock Solid listeners, be safe, stay cool this summer, and keep rocking.
I love having a list. I love it. Like on my day off, I write on the calendar all the things I'm going to do on my day off.
That's true. You are a list guy.
This Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
my day off.
I love that your lists are things I'm going to do on my day off.
Yeah.
Do you realize that most people's lists are like pay the bills, you know, go to the doctor.
I do that stuff.
Take out the trash. Like,
I need a list for my day off.
Here's a fun, this fun thing and that fun thing. Yeah.
Wednesday, this coming Wednesday.
Okay.
Tennis in the morning. Then at 1 p.m, I'm on a Zoom call with 3 of my besties from my old Trader Joe's in California.
Okay.
Then in mid-afternoon, I'm going to take my wife on a lovely date to see The Odyssey in IMAX.
2.5 hours, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or three.
Three? Is it 3 hours?
I think it's 3.5.
Three? It is not 3.5 hours.
I think it's 4:15. I think it's 4 hours and 15 minutes. I think it's broken into two parts. 5 hours, part one, and then we see the next part in another month.
Okay.
All right. Before we continue with our last entry from Patreon people, do you want to divulge what the topic is for next month?
Yeah. So it will be the end of August. Mm-hmm, school mm-hmm. will be around the corner,
yes.
whether your kids are going or whether you're going or whether you're teaching like I am. So one of your listeners in the last episode, and I cannot remember who it was.
Was it Carrie Washup?
He said he was talking about a song and he said that he really learned from it too.
Okay. Okay.
And I thought that would be a really fun episode as school is in. It's like,
sure.
What is a song that taught you something?
And you can tell what it taught you.
Yes, absolutely.
Like it, maybe Night Moves taught you how to get down and
that's
dirty.
That's right. It could be a life lesson. It
yeah.
could be a very practical thing.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know, what like a song that taught you something. And you came up with a great title for it.
And that title was?
This song schooled me.
Yes, I came up with that this morning.
This song schooled me.
This song schooled me.
Mm-hmm.
So in your intro, you can say, and Pat, I got to be honest with you, this song schooled me.
That's
and then
right.
boom, we go right into
so
this.
That's what,
boom.
That's what's going to be next.
All right. That'll be next, Patreon people. And if you want to participate, do you have 50 cents a week that you're not doing anything with? Well, then go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast and click on the $2 a month tier. Set it and forget it. You can participate in these episodes and you can win prizes. Last week's prize was 2 copies of the authorized biography of the Bangles called Eternal Flame. If you bought that book, you would have already spent 24 books.
That's right.
That's right. All right. This is the last Patreon entry.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Hello, Pat, Pilar, and all the rock solid listeners out there. Tommy Norman from Nashville, Tennessee. Here with my submission for the Road Trip Patreon episode. Now, this was a rough one because I take Road Trip playlist Dixie Chick serious. Without any context, it's hard to narrow it down to one song. The tunes I would choose to spin on a trip to a vacation spot, totally different from the ones for a car ride to my grandma's funeral. For longer trips, I might even have a different playlist for each state we pass through. Maybe there is a theme. Maybe they are just songs about traveling. It's all too much. So I decided to think back to a really great road trip and choose a song from that. I was reminded of when I was doing work out in San Diego and had to spend every other weekend away from my family. One weekend, the company took mercy on me and sprung for an upgrade on my car rental. That weekend, I was motoring around in a canary yellow Mustang convertible. On Saturday, I drove up the Pacific Coast Highway, enjoying the cool breeze and the amazing beach views. I had only one CD with me, and that was Dave Brubeck's Time Out. I have a vivid memory of listening to Take 5 with the ocean wind blowing through my hair and tapping the steering wheel in 5/4 time. So that's my contribution, and I'm sticking to it. And as always, thanks for letting me play along.
Do you think Tommy Norman felt like a private eye when he was driving up the Pacific Coast Highway with this music? It was a Sunday afternoon, and I knew I was going to meet a broad. She had some information for me. It was going to be serious, but I was ready for it. I had a flask in my boot and a derringer in my pocket. I don't know what I'm talking about.
That was
about.
Pretty good.
It was okay. I ran out of music. I would have done more. It's
that
fine.
That was great. I like that he also had a road trip and story. Yeah, that was terrific.
That was great.
Thank you so much.
Good job, Tommy Norman. Hey, I want to thank Carrie Washup and Mike Drew. And look, Mike, if you're single, maybe you get with Carrie. I'm just saying.
Carrie Washup.
Just saying. All right. So promoting.
Okay.
They can continue to listen to your podcast.
Sure, because there's a thousand of them.
There's 1,000 of them. They're not going anywhere.
Not for a while. But also go to onthepage.tv if you are interested in some recorded screenwriting classes. And also if any of you are screenwriters and you want to break a story to script from beginning to end. So that is the kind of consulting work that I do. And I'm always happy to take on new clients.
Excellent. We are at Rock Solid Show on Instagram, and we are at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. You go to rocksolidpodcast.com for the website, and you can find us on Facebook. And I already told you about the Patreon page, so I know it's a lot, but that's all the stuff. So a couple years back, I saw that the movie of the musical Hair with Treat Williams and Beverly D'Angelo was playing at the Lemleys.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, we got to go see this.
I couldn't believe Pat was like, we have to go see
a
movie musical.
I saw it when I was like in high school and I fucking loved it. Like I had such a crush on Treat Williams. Like I was like, how is this guy? Like, first of all, I thought this guy's going to be a gigantic star. And I never understood why he really wasn't. I didn't understand what happened. But rock and peace, Treat Williams, because he did pass away a couple years back. But I just love that movie so much. And it turns out that you also like that movie.
It is one of those rare things where I think that the movie soundtrack is better than the original Broadway. Mm-hmm. That all the voices and interpretations of these songs are like way better. And what I like on a road trip is sometimes putting in a musical soundtrack because now you've got like, it's like the audible version of your favorite musical and you can like listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's almost like you're watching a musical, but you're not.
Exactly. So we picked a song that Treat Williams does sing and that's going to be the play out, right?
And it's called I Got Life.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Pilar.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you for the cookies.
I'll make you more.
Oh. Please do. Here's I Got Life.
I got life, mother. I got life's sister. I got freedom, brother. And I got good times, man. I got crazy ways, daughter. I got million-dollar charm, cousin. I got headaches and toothaches and bad times too, like you. I got my hair, I got my head, I got my brains, I got my ears, I got my eyes, I got my nose, I got my mouth, I got my teeth, I got my tongue, I got my chin, I got my neck, I got my tits, I got my heart, I got my soul, I got my back, I got my ass, I got my arms, I got my hands, I got my fingers, got my legs, I got my feet, I got my toes, I got my liver, got my blood, I got life, I got life. $1 million charm, cousin. I got headaches and toothaches and bad times too, like you. Oh! Got my hair, got my head, got my brains, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, my mouth. I got my teeth. I got my tongue, got my chin, got my neck, got my teeth.
Talking, 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 talking. Okay, this is me just kind of relaxed though, like I'm
yeah.
doing this.
It's fine.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Is it okay?
You don't want it to fall off though. I'm always afraid when you pull it to the.
Nope. It's not. It just looks like it's
okay.
Further.
Are you ready?